Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is February 27th, 1953, and the title is Big Welcome at Shady Rest. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. We'll hear the exciting story, Big Welcome at Shady Rest, right after this message.
Danger waited behind every rock and tree for those who rode the law trail in the early days of the Old West. The most famous pair of lawmen to face that danger were United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles. And one of the most dangerous situations they ever faced came when Blazing Six Guns gave them a big welcome at Shady Rest.
Bill, if we don't come to a town right soon, I'm just going to crawl up behind one of them big rocks and give up the ghost.
Well, perk up, Jingles, and read that sign at the side of the road. Who about you?
Oh, Joker, huh? What sign, Bill?
Right there.
Oh, yeah, sure. Says, Shady Rest, 3 miles. Well, now that's fine. Now, what's that skull and crossbones doing painted on that sign?
That generally means poison, partner. Might mean the town is poisoned to strangers.
Well, I don't care. I'm tired and hungry, and I got to find the blacksmith for Joker. He's going to go lame on me. Come on, let's go, Joker.
All right, Jingles, but we could be asking for trouble.
That ain't going to stop me. Just let anybody try giving me one.
Hold it, partner. Hold it.
Bill, those shots were meant for us.
Sure looks that way, Jingles. Here comes a gent with a rifle pointed right for your brisket.
Oh.
Ain't you headed down the wrong road, strangers?
No, we ain't. What call you got to go shooting at
easy,
us?
Easy, Jingles,
well,
easy.
I don't like people.
How do you figure we're on the wrong road, mister?
Strangers ain't welcome in Shady Rest. There's a trail yonder that leads around the town. My advice to you is to take it.
No, now you're giving advice, huh?
Yeah, big boy, and if you know what's good for the both of you, you'll heed that advice pronto.
And if we don't?
If you don't, the buzzards will be circling your carcasses before sundown. Now turn them horses and get going.
Not so fast, mister. You make me right curious when you talk about a town that doesn't welcome strangers.
Yeah, me too, and besides, I want a bath in good hot water.
So I guess we'll ride right on into Shady Rest.
Oh, no, you don't. This is the end of the road for you.
Bill! Now let me give you a little advice, you big-jawed salamander. Don't never try to draw a bead on Wild Bill Hickok again.
Wild Bill Hickok?
That's what I said, and I'm Jingles.
Wild Bill? Hey, get her on her. Oh, now, kick her.
Look at him go. I reckon he went back to town to prepare a welcome for us.
I wouldn't be surprised, Jingles. Let's go. Up, Buckshot.
Well, I hope they'll have a kettle of hot water on the stove at the barber shop.
They'll more likely have hot lead set up for a welcome from the looks of things.
Hot lead? Oh, Bill, maybe we're making a mistake riding into Shady Rest after all, huh?
Oh, Buckshot. Boo-boy.
Oh, Joker. Ain't this a fine, peaceful little town?
Maybe that's why they call it Shady Rest.
And it must have been named by a drifter. Bill, nobody who'd live here 2 minutes could call it that.
Yes, you're right.
Ain't no shade and there ain't no rest. Except maybe for a man that's slow on the draw. I never heard so much just... Uh-oh, Bill. Uh-oh. Ain't it mighty quiet all of a sudden?
It sure is, partner. Looks like they spotted us.
Yeah, and I don't like the way the hair's standing up on the back of my neck. I wonder who the law is around here.
Did I hear you ask about who's the law in Shady Rest?
Huh? Yeah, I did.
Well, I'm the law.
Yeah, well...
Got any questions?
But what's your name?
Sheriff Hawkins. Spade Hawkins. I'm the coroner around here, too. I bury them that quits breathing. Keeps me right busy.
It does, huh?
Yeah. Most of them die from lead poisoning. Most always, they just happen to be strangers.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were beginning to get the idea that strangers were not welcome in Shady Rest, but as yet they didn't know why. The reason, they were soon to discover, was sitting in a plush-lined office across the street in the person of Big Annie.
You feather-headed ape, I told you I didn't want any strangers in town. Especially today.
I know, Annie, but you can't stop Wild Bill Hickok.
Who says you can't?
I tried it. Shot the rifle clean out of my hands. They're stinging yet.
Don't tell me your troubles. I got plenty of my own.
I can get the boys together and lay for Hickok. Be easy to shoot him in the back.
You haven't got the brains of a sand flea, Blackie. If you shot Hickok and his deputy here in town, we'd have a whole herd of lawmen down on us.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
You didn't think. Now get back to your blacksmith shop and let me do the thinking. Got that raid on Tate's horses set for tonight, and nothing's gonna stop me. Nothing. You hear?
Bill, this is what I call living. I ain't been so clean in a month.
Then get out of that tub and let's look around this town.
All right, but, well, I don't want to.
You can't spend the rest of your life in a bathtub.
Oh, sure I could. If I had somebody to bring me my meals, but... Well, what are you going to look around for, Bill?
I'm still curious.
Well, it ain't long till sundown, Bill. Let's look around tomorrow, huh?
For instance, two men so far have made it plain they don't want strangers in Shady Rest.
Oh, let it go. I never get my way anyhow. Well, where are we going first?
Oh, just down the street. You ready?
Sure. But I ain't gonna be much help looking for something I don't know what it is.
You just keep your eyes open and your ears, too, now that they're clean.
Bill Hickok, you're gonna keep looking and listening until you get us right into a mess of hornets. I can feel it coming on.
What do you say we drop into the blacksmith shop and ask a couple of questions? Come on.
I ain't for that at all, Bill. The blacksmith always knows everything that's going on in a town, and, well, he might tell us something.
That's the idea, partner.
Have your horse all shod in a minute now, Mr. Tank. Fine, Blackie. I gotta get back to the ranch and make out the papers for my big sale tomorrow.
Hold it, Jingles.
What is it, Bill?
Quiet. Listen to that voice.
You got that herd of horses all together, Mr. Tank?
Bill, I've heard that voice before.
Sure have, Blackie. All set in a corral, waiting for the purchasing agent from the cavalry to come pick them up.
Ain't you afraid of those raids we've been having?
Yeah, confidentially, yes, I am. I won't sleep much tonight, but tomorrow my troubles will be over.
Yeah, if they don't hit you tonight.
Well, they haven't raided my horses yet.
Well, they could have just been waiting. You plan to have a heavy guard around your corral?
No, I don't figure that'll be necessary.
Don't, huh? Well, that's your business. Well, shoeing's all finished. That's about $2, 50 cents a shoe.
Yeah, here you are. So long, Blackie.
Come on, Jingle.
Good luck with that herd tonight, Mr. Tate. I hope. Hey, what are you two doing here?
Bill, I thought I knew that voice.
So your name is Blackie and you're a blacksmith.
Who are these men, Blackie?
Oh, nobody, Mr. Tate. Just a couple of drifters I met on the road a while back.
Yeah, about 5 hours back, through the sights of your rifle.
What?
Maybe I'd better straighten you out, Mr. Tate. I'm Bill Hickok, and this is my
deputy. Wild Bill Hickok? Hey, you're just the man I'm best like to meet right now. Where's your horses?
Right over in front of the hotel.
Well, then get them and come home with me.
But...
Don't argue now. I won't take no for an answer.
But you never did let Bill tell you who I was.
I don't care who you are.
Then I ain't going.
I mean, I don't care who you are if you're a friend of Wild Bill Hickok's. You're mighty welcome at my diggings.
Well, that's different. I'm Jingles.
Wait a minute. Glad to know you. Well, now let's get to riding.
Annie, we're in the soup now.
Slow down, Blackie. You'll bust a blood vessel.
But we got big trouble, Annie.
What have you done now?
Well, I pumped Tate just like you told me to and found out he's got his horses all in the corral.
Good.
And he wasn't going to have no big guard around that corral tonight.
Good. Then what are you in such a lather about?
Then just as he was leaving, Hickok and that big barrel he calls Jingles walked up.
Well, go on. What happened?
And when Tate found out who they was, right away he invited them out to his ranch.
Did they go?
Yeah, rode off not 3 minutes ago.
Good. Here, take these two rifles and go get our horses. And send the sheriff in here.
But you said a while ago you didn't want Hickok shot around here.
That's right, I don't. But I didn't say anything about Tate, did I?
Tate? I don't understand.
Don't try. Just do as I say. Send the sheriff in here and then have the horses ready. I'll be out in a minute. Don't stand there with your mouth open. Get moving.
Oh, all right. Annie wants you, Sheriff.
Yes. You looking for me, Big Annie?
I sure am. Tomorrow morning at about sunrise, I want you to go out to the Tate Ranch and arrest Hickok and Jingles for horse stealing and murder.
What? Who's murder?
Old man Tate's.
Old man Tate's dead?
He's gonna be in about an hour.
Hickok gonna kill him?
Don't ask so many questions. Do what I tell you.
Well, it just don't make sense, Big Annie. Wild Bill Hickok wouldn't steal no horses. He wouldn't commit no murder, neither. Nobody'd believe it.
They'll believe it when I get through. More than one lawman has turned outlaw in my time.
Yeah, but they were no good lawmen to start with.
Will you shut up your arguing?
No, Annie, put away that gun. I'll do what you say.
That's better.
Oh, I might have been a good marshal like Hickok if I hadn't have met up with you.
You sniveling weasel, get out of here. Well, I got work to do. Ready to ride, Blackie?
Yeah, Annie.
All right. We ought to make it to Mullins Cliff just about the time they'll be riding through the pass.
That way the sun will be in their eyes if they start to shoot back.
Well, Blackie, you're thinking at last. Maybe you're smarter than I thought. All right, let's ride. Up, boy. Go. Have I.
You say you don't know who's been staging these raids on the horse ranches around here.
No, Bill, I don't.
Ain't you even got any suspicions, Mr. Tate?
Well, none that I'd want to believe, Jingles.
What do you mean by that?
Well, only two ranches the raiders have missed are mine and Big Annie Mullins.
Big Annie Mullins? Mm. Now, who's she?
Well, sir, she's the widow of one of the meanest galoots ever to set foot west of the Mississippi. One of his own horses kicked him to death last year. Kicked him right over that cliff ahead of us.
It's high enough.
Yeah, I'd hate to fall from up there. Ooh, that sun's right in my eye.
Hey, that came from up on the cliff.
Now, doggone it, Bill, somebody's shooting at us again.
Can't see him. The sun's in my eyes, too. We'll have to make a run for it.
Oh, Hickok, come here.
Bill, Billy's falling out of the saddle. Dad, blast those bushwhacking coyotes. I'll fix them.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. When Wild Bill and Jingles rode under Mullins Cliff, Big Annie and Blackie were ready and waiting.
All right, Blackie, now, get Tate. You missed.
I couldn't help it. You rushed.
Here, get out of my way. You can bet I won't miss him.
You got him, Annie. He's fallen out of the saddle.
Yeah. They're looking up here, but they can't see us. All right, let's go.
The big deputy's shooting back.
Let him. He'll hit nothing but thin air. Come on. Let's round up the boys. Those horses in Tate's corral are just waiting for us to come and get them.
Hold your fire, Jingles. You can't hit anything shooting against the sun that way.
Well, I scared him off anyway. How's he doing, Bill?
Got a mean hole in his shoulder, Jingles, but he's going to be all right.
Yeah, sure. I will, Jingles. But I sure don't understand who could be gunning for me.
We'll think about that when we get you home.
Yeah.
Think you can ride now, Mr. Tate?
Oh, sure, Bill. But you'll have to help me up my horse.
No, now I'll just toss you up there real easy, Mr. Tate. Now, here!
Jumping Maverick, Jingles. You put me up here like I was a baby.
Well, we'll take it slow. Steady, watch out. Come on, Jingles. You ride behind him. I'll stay out in front.
I got you, Bill. Looking out for more trouble, huh?
I got an idea that trouble is going to come later, partner. But just as soon as we get Mr. Tate to bed, we'll be ready for it. Get along there, Buckshot.
Uh-oh. When Bill gets that tone of voice working, I know I'm in for losing. The night's sleep sure as eating green persimmons will give you a stomachache. I'll bet there's going to be shooting tonight. What are we waiting for, Bill? We've been sitting here by this corral fence for over 4 hours since it got dark.
If I'm right, you're going to see before long, Jingles.
You figure the riders are due to hit this corral full of horses tonight, huh?
I don't figure it, Jingles. I'm sure of it.
But how can you be sure?
There it is. All right, look alive.
What, Bill?
Here they come. Stay down back of this fence. Don't make a move till I say so.
But, Bill, well, look, there's a whole pack of them. Must be 10 or 12 riders, and we're only two.
That's right, but we only want two of them.
Two?
Yeah, the leader and one more. All right, watch them now.
All right, boys, get that gate open. Blackie, you stay here by me. Charlie,
Matt,
get on the other side and I'm out.
I'm with you, Annie.
That's a two, Jingles. All right, get your rope set.
I'm set now.
Wait for my signal.
Come on, get those clothes moving.
Bill, they're starting to prod those horses out of the corral.
All right, Jingles, take the one on the right. I'll get the other one. Now.
Here goes my loop. I got mine, Bill.
Me too.
Hey, whose rope is this?
Get that loop off me, you idiot.
It ain't me, Annie. Somebody's got us rope.
All right, Jingles, pull.
Hey, Annie, it's Hickok.
Boys, let's go, boys, let's go. Shoot those coyotes.
Wild Bill Hickok will continue after this message.
You lumbering cowards, come back here!
Annie, they're leaving us to get caught!
All right, Blackie, now get up. I figured you were behind these raids.
Me? I ain't the boss, it's Big Annie.
Shut up, Blackie.
That's all I wanted to know, Blackie, and thanks. Now you can both head up toward the house.
Well, I didn't figure to get a gal in my loop when I throwed it. After you, ma'am, and watch your step.
Get this rope off me, you big baboon.
My, such language from a lady. We gonna take these two to jail, Bill?
In the morning, Jingles.
You mean we gotta sit up all night and watch him?
Sure, we can't leave Mr. Tate alone tonight.
Tate, ain't he dead?
Blackie, you lame-brained idiot.
Yeah, Blackie, seems you just keep giving away all Big Annie's secrets.
But, Bill, how could Blackie think Mr. Tate was dead unless he was a...
That's right, Jingles.
Well...
Unless he did the shooting from the top of that cliff.
I didn't do it, Annie shot him.
Oh, if I ever get loose from this big ape, I'll take you apart, Blackie.
Well, now, man, you can just relax about that, cause you ain't getting loose until we turn you over to the sheriff.
You ain't gonna turn us over to Sheriff Spade Hawkins at Shady Rest in the morning.
That's right. This is his territory. We're just passing through. Why?
Blackie, shut up that laughing. Stop it. Stop it, you featherhead. You'll ruin everything.
Jingle, wake up. Sun's out. It's time to start off to jail.
No. Oh, hello, Bill. I just dropped off for a couple of winks.
Yeah, a couple of hours, you mean. All right, come on. You can stay with Mr. Tate, and I'll ride on up ahead.
Bill, somebody's coming.
Yeah. I'll get it.
Who is it, Bill?
The sheriff. Good morning, Sheriff. What brings you out here?
Hickok, I arrest you for murder in the name of the law.
What's that, Sheriff?
I said I arrest you for murder in the name of the law.
What'd he say, Bill?
He says he arrests me for murder in the name of the law, Jingles.
Oh, well, whose murder?
Old man Tate, that's who's.
Tate, but he...
Hold it, Jingles. Uh-huh. Come on in, Sheriff. Now, whatever gave you the idea that Mr. Tate was dead?
Why, Big Annie
Don't
said...
Don't you say nothing, you old goat.
Big Annie? What happened to your plan?
Oh, what's the use?
So she had a plan, huh? We're all working for her. Well, Jingle, I guess that rounds up the ringleaders of the horse raiders.
But I don't understand. Now, Big Annie said...
Now, Sheriff, you just quit trying to figure out what Big Annie said. The judge will explain it all to you, and if you're looking for a plan, he'll give you one that'll keep you all busy for about the next 20 years.
Just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Annie Devine as his pal Jingles. This has been a Globe Sound presentation. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ken Christie, Virginia Gregg, Paul Fries, and Jess Kirkpatrick. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.